to Studio Plus, and now joining us here in the studio is Ruben van den Boer of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. Today we are going to talk about or ask the good Ruben about job opportunities for expats and what issues they should be mindful of. And specifically speaking, actually, Ruben, we are going to focus on personal branding.
Yes.
I think for companies, brand names are so important. We all know, right? Mm-hmm. For three decades and more, China has embarked on the road of a market economy. And I think everybody has this awareness of a brand name. But personal branding seems still something quite irrelevant, not related or new to most of the Chinese people. But do you think... can you explain what is personal branding first?
Sure. Really go to the basics. Personal branding is basically developing a mark around yourself and your career.
A birthmark?
Basically, yes. It's really creating, intentionally, mm-hmm. creating the way people think about you when they hear your name.
Oh.
For example, I'm a recruiter, so I want people to know me as a good, reliable recruiter. That's my branding goal.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody depends on where they want to go in the future, depending on their career. They want to build a brand that is supporting what they're doing.
You mean that everyone in career should carry an ID?
Yes.
An image?
Yes.
Something that rings bell?
Exactly.
Okay, if I mention my name to you, what sort of brand I have? In your mind,
you're a wonderful woman to talk to, and probably one of the best hosts of CRI. Yes, but it's radio, so
nobody sees me, right?
Exactly. I cannot justify that.
Yeah, I know. I cannot force you to say that I'm pretty, but at least I sound comfortable, right?
Exactly.
And somebody that you want to talk.
Exactly. That's really important.
Very good. An interview that Ruben is very glad to conduct, right?
Exactly.
So this is my brand. And let's see how important, brand name is. Like, go back to what is personal branding? Is an ID? Is like a name card? Is whenever your name is mentioned, everybody knows, oh, he's this, oh, she's that,
yes.
Right? But why everybody needs it nowadays?
Sure, it's a really good question. And there are a couple of main points I want to highlight. The first thing is that maybe if you work for CRI or RMG, which is an awesome company you can work for your whole career. We're not really living in a time anymore that you work for one or two companies your whole career, right? Especially in China, it's still quite normal to every 3 to 5 years to ambition a new working place, right? So especially if you work in a smaller consultancy companies that are really coming up lately. So in that sense, the company brand for your own career, the lifetime is shorter, but you have to make sure you have a personal brand that makes you, first of all, marketable on the market, so you can make a career move every 5-6 years, but also to support your career even if you work in a different work environment. So the person during your career, the brand around yourself is becoming much more important related to the professional you are. So the company is becoming less important.
It's interesting. Wait, Byron has a question, but let me finish what is in my sort of mind.
Sure.
Talking about the relationship between a very strong or a successful company, which have a very good brand name, and a small individual, the relationship. Do you think if I haven't yet, build up or establish my own brand, a personal branding, do you think the big name of my company can help me, build up my own brand?
For sure. Exactly.
Are they complementary to each other?
It is so complementary, and it helps each other, right? I see always a company as a platform for a person to develop their career. When they develop their career, they perform well, and they help the company. It's kind of a marriage.
It's a marriage.
It's a marriage.
Whether it's going to be a happy marriage, it depends on how you work out. For example, take this radio as an example. If the radio is let's take like a BBC or VOA, all these, or ABC. Some unknown journalist, okay, reporter or voice joined that group, and definitely they're going to, you know, how do you say, benefit from the larger, the company's brand name.
Yes.
And gradually during the process, you know, with kind of, I call it nutrition, right? Mm-hmm. Boosting your own brand name while you build up your career, right?
Yes.
And then the final achievement is that you grow up like a baby from your mom's milk, grew very strong and robustic into your own very strong, you know, personality, identity, or whatever. So do you call that kind of the whole process as you succeeded in branding yourself?
I think so, as long as you've been consistent in what you're doing. I mean, branding is not something you start today and you do tomorrow. It's a long-term thing during your career. It's kind of the thing that holding it all together. If you grow up, and let me focus on the career only, not the baby part, but the career.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm a recruiter, and I focus on the logistic industry in China. But if I say right now I'm a specialist in logistic area, but next week when I have a client in finance, I say I'm a financial expert, that doesn't help my branding. Because they think you're not a specialist, you're just doing whatever is good for your client to do.
Because your experiences are fragmented, scattered around, and you do not really accumulate experiences.
Exactly.
Right?
You're not getting credibility.
Really like this point, actually, because it used to be in the past, people were in the same company forever, like especially in Japan. If you're at Mitsubishi, like after graduation, you're there for life. But people are now, and people are identified by their company. You would say, that's Michael from Mitsubishi or something. Mm-hmm. But now people in the workforce are moving around. So how can a personal brand help when it comes to moving to different career fields if someone goes from, say, journalism to consulting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's changing. It's just different from what Ruben said. You have to stick to the area.
Yeah.
Then the branding takes actually years. It's like a smith. You are making a tool or a needle from a piece of iron. You have to sharpen it every day until, you know, the true needle thing works out. So jumping the sort of different careers is a different story. Once if you change, okay, Ruben, I'm taking your position of saying this. If this radio do not suit you and you realize you want to change a job, then you change your job. But the past experiences will do little help to you. You have to start from the very beginning, the branding, right? The new branding. Is that so?
That's true.
Ruben.
But although, like, it can be a career change, but especially in China, especially these days, it's really likely that one of us or somebody somewhere in the career is becoming an entrepreneur or a part-time entrepreneur, right? I mean, you want to discover new things. There are a lot of opportunities. Maybe you have an interest, a side project. So it's really common that people maybe get like two or three careers on the side. One main one, like from 9 to 8 or 9 to 6, and then a couple of ones for interest or extra income. And maybe then come back to Byron's question. Then it's really important that you really have a strong brand that shows credibility. That shows credibility in whatever you're doing, you will do it good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you do 10 different things and you call yourself a specialist in 10 different things, people won't take it seriously.
Can I understand this way? The branding consists of two aspects. One is your reputation. It has nothing to do with your technocrats, technical things. The other is how high you're in your profession. For like me, you know, in the broadcasting area, somebody else maybe in journalistic sort of a reporting area. But then the other is your reputation. Are you faithful? You know, are you reliable? You know, are you okay? So if we are talking about the branding of the reputation one, I think every job, your past job, add to the reputation.
Yes, as long as you do good and work hard.
People just trust you. You know, even though you come to a new area, you have to start from scratch. You have to learn. But people will say, hey, Ruben, I have known Ruben for the past few years, and he's trustworthy, and we're going to have him, although he knows nothing about radio, but he can start from scratch and learn.
Must be good.
Is that also part of the branding, I mean?
It is part of the branding, and the thing about if you want to build your brand in building your CV, Yep.
We will be back very soon. You're listening to Studio Plus.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to meet some fascinating people, share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus, something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus. Studio
Plus. Yes, you're listening to Studio Plus. We are in the midst of a conversation with Ruben van der Boer of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. Today we are talking about personal branding. Unfortunately, Ruben, actually, I feel reluctant to say this, that we are forced, every one of us, forced to be commercialized, that we need to put ourselves into the market. We need to sell ourselves. And how well we are going to sell ourselves is sometimes not only depend on how your capacity, I mean your competence, your capabilities or whatever, but how loud a name you have. And today we are focusing on this name thing. You know, we have to carry this ID card on the forehead to say I am whom.
Yes.
And this consists of two things. One is your real ability. I mean, how well you can do the job. The other is your team spirit, how reliable you are as a reputation. But how do we build such abilities, or how do we actually brand ourselves to the maximum that we want?
Sure, good question. The starting point of building a brand is keeping the end in mind.
Keep what in
the,
mind?
The end in
oh,
mind.
Oh, the target.
The target. Mm. And really the question is, how do you want people to perceive you, right? If people think of your name, how? What do you think they want? What do you think want them to think?
But Ruben, do you think everyone knows that what kind of person he or she is going to become? I think a lot of us are confused. They're not so clear. They cannot see the end.
You still have to try.
You still have to
I
try.
I mean, it's career planning. It's a long-term plan. Of course, like long terms these days is not, you know, that stable. But still you have to try. And if you don't know where to end, really, focus then on the process. Focus on your credibility. Like, people should know, okay, whatever this person is doing in the future, it must be good.
So if you cannot come up with a 10-year plan, come up with a 5-year one. Or if you cannot come up with a 5-year plan, then come up with a 1-year one. So by the end of this year, I want myself to be this. Yes. Do you mean this?
Yes.
Okay, this is one. The to see the end.
Yes.
What else?
And as long as you have the end, you can focus on what are my unique selling points to support my end, right?
So what are
the unique selling points?
Unique selling points.
So it's a selling point of yourself. We're talking about ourselves today.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I have a pretty face, then is that a selling point?
If your goal is that people think that you are a really good model, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. So, I mean, for a recruiter, for example, I want to build credibility that I'm a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somebody nice to talk to because I can attract a lot of candidates. So it's kind of depending on your goal.
Even language. Sometimes, you know, I can speak you know, beautiful Mandarin.
Exactly.
Can be a very good selling point to a foreign company, right?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, interesting. That means you have to know yourself.
You have to know yourself. And it requires some thinking. Ask your friends. They know you probably better than you know yourself.
Oh, sometimes you need mirrors.
Yes.
Right? You don't know yourself. And then ask around.
Probably not.
Hey, Byron, what do you think of me?
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Yes. Exactly.
Uh-huh. The first thing people think about, I mean, is it to a point where the first thing people type when they look at Google or Baidu, and the first thing that pops up, that's personal branding already?
It's kind of more targeted marketing, I would say. I mean,
it's not.
Branding is, of course, branding is part of social media. Social media is huge, and it's easy, and everybody using it.
Yeah.
But branding is more about, if you just look somebody in the industry or somebody in an event, he shoot your name, and he should link you with whatever you're doing or whatever you're doing good. Yeah.
Branding involves artificial adjustment of yourself or how you present to the public. But I want to ask Ruben that I don't want to see that branding is pretending.
That's really important.
How can we avoid you know, I want people to know Man Ling. You know, my name is Man Ling.
Yes.
As this and as that. But actually, I'm not. How am I going to solve this problem? Because otherwise, you live a splitted personality life. You're crazy, you know? You're going to driving yourself crazy. You're playing two parts and two different roles, daytime and nighttime. How to solve this problem?
That's a good question. Actually, although maybe you're a lawyer, but people will find out when you're lying or you're not telling the truth. Of course, there's a fine line between not telling the truth and making the truth more beautiful. Mm. Right? So you have to find that line. But whatever you say on the phone or to people on LinkedIn or whatever, you should feel comfortable that there's some kind of truth in there. Mm-hmm. So you feel confident in saying it.
You don't have to be someone that you're not.
No.
But you have the legitimate right to not letting everybody know every detail of your life.
Exactly. And you're in charge of your own career, your own development, and your own marketing.
So you can maneuver what to be known to the public,
exactly.
What not to be known, right?
Exactly.
In the name branding.
I think when it comes to personal branding, you really can't like miss talking about LinkedIn. Now, I've seen LinkedIn profiles this past couple of days, and I've seen some that look really glossy, this almost to the point of self-flattery. So I think I would say they do a good job, and some look a bit, I don't want to say desperate. How best can you use social media, and namely LinkedIn, to improve your personal branding?
That's a really good point, and I see it as well, and a lot of, they feel the same, like, for Ruben, and it always talk in the third person, like somebody else wrote their LinkedIn profile,
mm-hmm.
And say, Ruben is a really good recruiter, and blah, 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 blah. The thing is, as long as you cannot justify it, it doesn't make sense. Everybody can write it. How you justify the best way? Facts.
People still can tell whether it's true you or it's being, you know,
it is
fabricated. Definitely, Byron. If I saw, mm-hmm. you know, my experience, if I saw a resume or CV or whatever, I would say, huh, no, that's not true about it.
Mm-hmm.
So be true to yourself
yes.
and to the public. But as I said earlier, Ruben, do you agree with me that we have the right to present whatever we want to present to the public, but we also have the right to withhold certain facts. For example, your private life should not be mixed up with your branding, don't you think so?
It is. You should put professional and private separated. Coming mm-hmm. back to Byron's question really
mm-hmm.
quick,
mm-hmm.
You should really use your facts, right? For example, if you're a salesperson and you say, oh, I'm a really good salesperson, blah, blah, blah.
No.
People won't believe you.
Yeah.
But if you say, oh, I was the...
I sold how much.
I was the best salesperson
or
whatever. Here's the proof.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to say you're a good one.
Mm-hmm.
People will say, oh, because of that, you must be good.
People love people to be direct and honest.
Yes.
Honest, being honest is one of the brand name, actually. You
exactly.
can carry always. You can benefit from it, right? Thank you so much for the branding thing. I have a last question. Is that... like the LinkedIn things or the resume things, we have all been through all these things. We somehow gloss ourselves up a little bit. We add this. But what about the disillusion people have when they come closer to you and found out you are not as shiny as you stated? How do you, you know, pacify people and to make them believe that you are, you know, still worthwhile? Yes, indeed.
Exactly.
How?
As a recruiter, it's my daily reality that I read CVs and LinkedIn profiles that are not true.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, don't lie. Lies
mm-hmm.
will come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't hire people based on a LinkedIn profile or based on a CV. They want to see you. They ask you questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people created interviews, right?
What about ladies, you know, if they wear too much makeup and they look way too beautiful than their original self? So your advice is... wear just light makeup or heavy makeup?
That's really personal, but on a uh-huh. personal base, I would say I don't want my girlfriend to be too perfect because I would be really scared that somebody would take her away.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's
a
not a question.
Yeah.
Know who you're targeting. Know who's the interviewer, know who the boss, know whatever. Yes.
Thank you so much.